This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach Calviente on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin tomorrow, New Year's Eve.
Oh, boy.
New Year's Eve, Todd Alba, our friend and colleague, will be joining us at 10:33 to kick around the news of the year. We'll probably do some looking back a little bit to some of the biggest stories of the year. In the second hour tomorrow, we're going to run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Thing things.
Okay.
Wonderful World of Weddings is going to be happening in Milwaukee this weekend. It's a big event. It's still a big event. It's been going on for decades.
Yeah.
So if you have someone in your life who recently got engaged over the holidays, You want to join us tomorrow for the Wonderful World of Weddings. We'll find out all about it tomorrow at 11:33. Right now, though, it is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. You found this one.
I did.
From the New York Post, of course, that bastion of journalistic excellence.
That's right up there with the Washington Post at this point, I think.
Ooh. Tracy Swartz, the author, headline reads, "Can you eat your leftover Christmas tree?" These are the health benefits of pine needle tea. Okay. Between 25 million and 30 million Christmas trees get sold in the U.S. each year, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. Many homeowners drag the trees to the curb after Christmas is over so it can get recycled. However, you can harvest your Christmas tree needles and transform them not only into tea, but shortbread cookies. Okay. Baker and cook Juliet Georgalis, author of How to Eat Your Christmas Tree.
Oh, I hate this.
Says the way that I generally cook with Christmas trees is to use the needles like an herb in the same way you might use rosemary. You use the rosemary to flavor a dish, but you don't necessarily eat the rosemary itself. Her cookbook, How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, has more than 30 recipes. Everything from Christmas cured fish to Christmas tree vinegar and Christmas tree and ginger ice cream. In Asia, it is very popular for people to use pine needles to turn it into tea. Pine needle tea, Greg Bach, rich in antioxidants, vitamin A and vitamin C, which can boost immunity and soothe colds. I guess as tea, I could see it.
I bet you there's a lot of other... How many teas do you think exist on Earth, flavors and styles?
Hundreds.
Do you think somewhere out there's a tea that exists that doesn't require me throwing pine needles on it? That gives me the same...
The same effects?
Yeah.
The same antioxidants and vitamins, all those things?
Those vitamins A's and C's and antioxidants that will... I don't need to pick down my Christmas tree to get. By the way, ours is fake, so I would just be...
Yeah, don't try that.
It'd be a weird plastic.
Don't do that. WebMD reporting that certain molecules in pine needles, particularly anti-inflammatory flavonoids...
That's a made-up word. That's a word
that... can bind to a specific receptor in the body that plays an important role in regulating metabolism.
Hey, next time you... WebMD... When has a doctor ever said, oh, thank God you went to WebMD?
Right. And yes, you go to your real doctor and you say, well, WebMD told me to make tea out of my Christmas tree.
Yeah.
That's why don't go to WebMD.
I think that as the universe expands, the breadth of information gets bigger and bigger. Someone's got to carve out a tiny little niche for themselves.
Sure.
And so this lady said, how about Christmas trees?
Why not?
What can I do?
I can write a book. Registered dietitian nutritionist Kate Spurgeon says to make pine needle tea's flavor more mild, enjoy it iced. For a more familiar taste, try it blended with your favorite herbal teas.
This feels insulting. Like, like I'm being told something that's a given. Like,
I think we should get a copy of How to Eat Your Christmas Tree for next year.
I think the company credit card should pay for a copy of that book.
I agree with you. Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As we said, coming up on tomorrow's show, Todd Alba will be here from 10:30 to 11. We can talk about yet his latest victory.
We don't have to.
Should we just pretend it never happened?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just pretend it never happened. Todd is coming up right after us, after the 12 o'clock news. Todd from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m., Dom Salvia 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba, Nightlight from 6 to 8, and then kicking everything off tomorrow morning, Bach in the Dock.
Bach in the Dock, 6 a.m. to 8
a.m. Bach in the Dock in for Pat Kreitlow. And then, of course, Earl Ingram here coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Stay close. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.